Now, for many of you, it might be a ritual, waking up in the morning, slouching towards your first cup of tea and automatically switching on the radio. Well, this past week has seen a bit of a shake-up in the BBC schedules, with new programmes popping up left, right and centre. The big changes come on the two breakfast shows at Radio 2 and 6 Music. Recent Desert Island Discs locum, Lauren Laverne, has returned to 6 Music, taking over from Sean Keaveney. And fans of Zoe Ball were delighted to hear she was to follow Chris Evans on the UK's largest breakfast show. Could she summon up the muscle memory from bygone days on early morning Radio 1?
Good morning, Radio 2 superstar listeners. Here we go.
BBC Radio 2.
So lovely to be back in your shell likes today, as Monday pokes its insistent naughty little beak into your eyes and says, get up, fly with me on my black wings. Hope you had a good weekend. We are here to make Monday better, don't worry. It's a funny old bird, but it's going to be okay.
So, first record, what's it going to be?
Can I go home now?
Yeah,
home now.
I love it, I messed up the first.
Well, to dissect these new shows and advise you on who to accompany your morning porridge with is radio critic Susan Jeffries. Susan, let's start with Zoe then. She had big shoes to fill and she had some all-star guests this morning. She had Saoirse Ronan and Tom Hiddleston on together. How do you think she did?
I think she did well. She was obviously nervous because despite her being behind the cameras and in front of the microphone since she was a child, this is, as you say, big shoes to fill. And it's a sort of realm. And Terry Wogan did it by inventing this mad world and making everybody a citizen. Chris Evans did it by being the cool guy you wanted to be in his gang. She's got the ethos, I'm on your side. And I thought that was very charming, the way she refers all the time to her listeners as superheroes and talks about the sheer muddle of finding uniform, getting kids off. She identified well. She's got a family feel. And she had some invited listeners to tell her what they were doing. And one person was frying 400 eggs. One woman had just helped. She hadn't given birth. She delivered twin lambs. They were all busy. And you kind of felt, yes, Zoe is getting the nation's shoulder to the wheel.
It had that morning energy, but quite a different kind of energy from her predecessor, Chris Evans, which was much more sort of manic, wasn't it? Is this a kind of friendlier sort of antidote to that, do you think?
It was. There was kind of the prod squad getting you up and doing, but coaxing rather than filling you with the manic sort of zoo energy that Evans did. Both are nice, you know. Whether you want that kind of manic energy that early on, I don't know. But I think with Zoe, it was more comforting. I think you think
it was an arm round you.
It was an arm round saying, come on, we're going to do it.
We can do this.
Yes.
We can do this.
Yeah. I wasn't that impressed actually by her guests. I mean, Better on Friday, which is always on the breakfast show, it's the higher guest list. But she did on her first show have Kit Harington. Nothing wrong with Kit Harington at all, talking about True West. But Kit Harington has been on Simon Mayo on Radio 2 talking about True West. He's been on Steve Wright on Radio 2 talking about True West. He's been on Graham Norton.
Didn't have that feeling of, and he thought, here's something special that only we have.
Something special.
Which I thought more when you had Saoirse Ronan and Tom Hiddleston together. It was the juxtaposition that felt kind of quite fun, even if there was a little bit of sort of boosting, shall we say.
There was some boosting.
So what about Lauren? She's already a very familiar voice to the 6 Music audience, covering for other DJs and hosting a mid-morning slot. She's perhaps a more obvious choice to replace Sean Keaveney than Zoe Ball was to replace Chris Evans.
It's a mellower sound on BBC Six. I always feel that there's something of the night before still lingering about, you know, a little regret perhaps of what happened, often reflected in the choice of records, which I thought Lauren did beautifully. Later in the week, she put Romance In by X-Ray, which is a real tear-filled and beautiful piece.
The music was fascinating, actually.
For a start, the volume.
And we know this is a music specialist station. Mm. But even so, she played four times as much as is often played on other breakfast shows. But what I thought was so fascinating was her commentary on each of the... there was a real love of music there.
There's a real love and there's a real knowledge. I mean, in her previous show, which was later in the mornings, she was always having live bands in. So she knows the history of these bands, not as, just as they are now, but who they played with before. And also there's some marvellous mad juxtapositions. I rather like her People's Choice. So having listened to more Radio 6 type sounds, you suddenly got Frankie Howard and June Whitfield doing Je T'aime. And I haven't heard it for years, and I'd forgotten how funny it was. And then she juxtaposed it with Bill Bailey doing a Cockney selection, and it was really, really lovely.
There's a kind of sprightly energy there, isn't there?
I mean, to be fair, Zabel has to stick to the much narrower choice of the Radio 2 playlist, with Radio 6 is always eclectic. That's its joy.
Just to finish on these, how significant do you think it is that both of these very high-profile appointments involve women replacing men?
Well, it's strange we should be talking about that in 2019, isn't it?
It is.
It shouldn't be significant. These very seasoned broadcasters, it shouldn't be that remarkable, despite their enviably youthful good looks. They've been at it for a long time. It should be a matter of course. But the fact is, it isn't. The fact is, they both did well.
Now, to move on to something somewhat different. Live radio is, of course, in a competitive climate these days with the rise of the podcast. But on BBC Sounds, we've seen a variety of new bespoke podcasts entering our download list. One such is The Case of Charles Dexter Ward, an adaptation of a book...